A lot of times I say, no, I don't say a lot, but quite often I get them and have my cook to cook them. They're, you know, you don't want to cook them in the house.
Yeah, I understand they don't smell too good when they're cooking.
Now, I had a funny experience once with children. Had a little nephew, doctor, he's a big doctor now, Dr. Wynn in Greenville. And we were, it's fall of the year and we're killing hogs and we're going to have chitlins. Now my mother liked chitlins. My father didn't. My old uncle, he wouldn't. Oh, sir. Uncle Will knew it was right. But we were, Mama and I were talking about we were going to have chitlins for supper. Had to have them prepared and everything. And this little fella just couldn't wait to have some chitlins for supper. He was about three and a half years old, right? And he sat down by his grandma, that's my mother, and I sat here at the table, my grandfather on my right and my uncle on the left, Sovereignty of God on one side and Modern Free Agency on the other. That's where it was. One was Baptist, one was Presbyterian, one was Methodist. Modern Free Agency was my grandfather, he was a Methodist. And the Sovereignty of God was Uncle Will, he was a Presbyterian. But anyway, the little boy was sitting down there by his grandma, and he just couldn't hardly wait to get his chitlins, you know, they were on the table. And so his little plate was on top, so I helped him first. I helped him a piece of chitlin, passed it on down to him. And I cut it up first, passed it on down to him. And he couldn't hardly wait. He got the dived into it and got in his mouth, just coming to chewing right fast. And it got slower and slower and slower, and finally took it out. He says, "Grandma, you can have all my chitlins."
Big letdown, I guess.
He didn't realize what. He got disenchanted right quick. Well, I remember things like that.
Can you tell me about some different kinds of bread that you're familiar with?
Biscuits, corn bread. We never made muffins much when I was coming along. We generally corn bread. And sometimes they made a corn pone, they called it.
What was that like?
Well, that's corn bread, just a big skillet full of corn bread. And one time in my life, I never did like cornbread. I used to tell an old uncle of mine, he didn't like it either. We used to say it scratched our throat. We didn't like cornbread. Just didn't like it. I like flour bread. I like biscuits. But anyway, I was boarding in a place in Memphis, and this lady made some bread out of cornmeal, just the water, and the cornmeal and salt. And it rolled it out real thin. And knew it was delicious. I really got to liking it. And that's what, right to this day now, I like cornbread pretty well. But biscuits, those hard biscuits, are homemade, you know, they're hard to beat.
That's right. Does the word hoe cake mean anything to you?
Yeah. Now the hoe cake was made out of flour bread. Flour out of the biscuit dough. What is left over after you got your biscuits cut out and all, then they mixed all that up and generally had enough left to make a hoe cake. They put that in a skillet and made one big piece of bread in the skillet, just as big as a skillet. Call that a hoe cake.
Have you ever heard of anything called a corn dodger?
Yeah. Well, that corn dodger is what I'm talking about. The lady in Memphis made. That's a corn dodger.
And what was that again?
Corn dodger.
What about, some people say that basically there are just two types of bread. There's the kind you make at home, call that homemade bread. The kind you buy at the store, you call that